Good afternoon and welcome. On the committee's behalf, I wish to welcome all who are present. This is Rockwell ISD spring meeting of the District Safety and Security Committee, and all items that will be discussed or voted on have been posted as required by law. For public comment, the committee has public comment cards that are accepted from 11:30 a.m. until noon. Speakers may have up to 3 minutes to address the committee on agenda topics only during this designated public comment time. Although there's no legal requirement to do so, Rockwell ISD administration will review feedback raised in the comment and, if appropriate, provide a response. To be clear, audience participation is limited to this portion of the meeting only, and at all other times during the meeting, this audience shall not enter into discussion or debate on matters being considered by this committee. Please keep your comments civil and courteous. Please also refrain from making personal attacks on others during your opportunity to speak. Please know that you're required to stay within your allotted time for public comment. Last, we ask that you not discuss students who are not your own child. In compliance with the Texas Government Code and open meetings, these proceedings are being recorded and will become part of Rockwell ISD's permanent record. Please state your name, your address prior to speaking during the public comment period. Right. Dr. Horwitz, you're up.
Great. Thank you very much. Steve Horwitz, 6118 Lincolnshire Court. I'm here as a concerned parent, and also there's a little bit of overlap between what happened about 5 weeks ago and responsibilities with the Safety and Security Committee. About 10 days ago, I was invited by an organization called the Pediatric Research and Sports Medicine Society to give a paper, to present a paper. And that paper, kind of a morbid title, Reported Causes of Death During Youth Sports Participation 2016 to 2021. So this is my area of professional expertise. There were about 150 deaths during that period. Top three causes were cardiovascular, then heat, then head and neck trauma. What were the most common ages? 15, 16, 17. Football, basketball, and soccer were the top three sports. And what's really important to understand is that more of these events happen during practices than games. So as you probably know, or some of you know, our son is a football player at Rockwell High School. What's the preparation here? Safety and Security Committee, you're responsible for AEDs. Could we save somebody like DeMar Hamlin was saved, Rockwell ISD? As far as I understand it, the athletic trainers are not at the strength and conditioning practices. They are not at the strength and conditioning practices. They are at football practices and obviously the games. But could the coaches handle it? Well, the UIL has safety training. You can go online, you can look at the PowerPoint of their safety training. Their safety training does not include rhabdomyolysis, what happened 5 weeks ago. That's inexcusable. And just to give you an idea, in 2006, 8 UNC female lacrosse players. 2007, 7 USC swimmers. 2010, 22 Oregon high school football players. 2011, 3 Maryland high school football players. 2013, 13 Iowa football players. 2013, 5 women lacrosse players. I can go on and on. I can send you this list. This is not common, but maybe it's common. And maybe training needs to be done. So my concern as a parent is this. Number one, the UIL doesn't offer the training. Why aren't you? It's obviously been occurring for decades. Why aren't you offering this training to your coaches? There's been no communication to me as a father. I love training. And come watch me compete in May. Hopefully I'll set some Texas State records in powerlifting. Okay, I love training. I have no problem with my son training really hard. I do have a problem with not being safe. It's kind of like having a big horsepower car, a big engine without any brakes.
About 30 seconds, sir.
Okay, well, I'd appreciate just a couple more minutes because these are important points. There's been no communication. Was the kids' training paused for even a day to sit back and say, maybe we need to train the coaches and give them a little bit of education going forward? Were parents educated? What can I do if my kid is sore, right? And this even bleeds over to the, excuse the pun, kind of a morbid pun, into the student school health advisory committee. What can parents do? Where are the AEDs? Have you checked that the indoor facilities have the AEDs, and do the coaches know how to use them and where they are? And what my ask is going to be is could you please review the safety and security when it comes to youth sports participation? Again, this is my area. I would love to help. And my son loves training in football, but you can train really hard and you can train safe. And I know Dr. Stroy played college ball. Maybe some other people played ball in college. You know, you've had certain coaches and certain days you can go a little bit over the edge, and maybe that's not advisable. So you can train safe and train hard. And that's what I'd like to see as a parent, a little bit of communication between the school system and parents. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. How about everybody introducing, since it's for the record?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Sir. Linda Duran did mention a good point, so why don't we go ahead and introduce everybody that's at the table so we all know who's here.
And it's recorded. Linda Duran, President of the Board of Trustees.
Frank Oswald, Board of Trustees member.
Dr. J.J. Virial, Superintendent.
Jared Ross in Rockwell County Emergency Management Coordinator.
Lloyd Lane, Specialist with Rockwell County.
Terry Garrett, Rockwell County Sheriff.
Kyle Pankenine, Parent.
Mike Hillman, Director of Safety and Security.
And Patrick Just, the Executive Director for Student Services.
And Kelvin Stroy, Chief Student Services Officer.
Thank you for that suggestion, Ms. Ron. All right. The time is now 12:06, and we will move to executive session. All right. Good afternoon. It is now 1:24, and we are back from closed session. During closed session, we did take no action. But we do have a little bit of action to take now as we are back into open session. Having said that, we are looking at a next meeting date at noon on August the 16th, Wednesday, August the 16th. I know that's a bit down the road, but that's before school starts. That'll give us a chance to kind of get all of our grant things in place. If you guys would check your calendars and see if that works for you.
When does school start?
The next month.
What's that?
September.
Oh, it doesn't start till September. So this would qualify as your summer meeting?
This is our summer meeting, yes, sir.
Okay, all right. We start
the 14th of September?
August.
Of August?
Yeah, we start.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let's go back then. Let's not meet on August the 16th.
Okay, where do we meet?
I was thinking we started in September. That's my fault. Thank you, sir.
July, maybe?
Let's look at July.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody said that. What about Wednesday, July 19th? Yeah. That work for everybody?
Not for me, but I'll be out of town.
Is August 7th better? I mean, it's a week before on a Monday.
Monday, August 7th. I hear a motion for that.
That's convocation. Yeah. Okay. Later in the afternoon.
We can do it later in the afternoon.
If you wanted to.
Or the next day.
Teacher staff development.
I may be gone that week as well. The 16th. No. No. Although I'm going to give a speech to you, so I don't have to.
Yeah.
I'll be gone the week of the 19th.
Okay.
July.
What about?
I mean, that doesn't mean that other people can't meet. So,
do you want to do August the next day, August the 8th?
Sure.
Does that work for everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Noon.
So noon on August the 8th for our next, that'll be our summer meeting.
Okay.
And that is before school starts, so that would help with that. Great. Sorry, I didn't realize that. We started that soon.
And the April 20th has been replaced. We didn't add this.
That is next on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
We did have a meeting scheduled for April, and I'd like to entertain a motion to cancel that meeting. And then this one replaces that one.
I'll make the motion.
So Mr. Hillman has made that motion. I'll have second. A second. All right. Second by Mr. Ron. So we will cancel our April the 20th meeting, and this meeting has taken its place. Because we just felt like that was too far down the road to not fill you guys in on, update you guys on what we're doing in the district.
Do we have to all vote on it?
Yeah. Is there all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Thank you. That motion carries. And then we did take and read the minutes from our previous meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our meeting on October 20th, 2022?
I make a motion.
All right. I'll second.
All right. Motion by Ms. Dr. Troy, second by Kyle Pankinen. I'll get your name right one of these days, Kyle. All in favor?
I bet you heard it all.
All opposed? And that motion carries unanimously as well. All right. Unless there is further information to be distributed, the time is 1:28, and I bring this meeting to a close.
You need a close session.
Yes, and I can...
What do you need back?